Hey, podcast, welcome to another edition of Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. This is your host, Tim Estradell, coming live from Maui. We're out here in Maui, Hawaii. We're with Toyota. We're doing a Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro, the 2017 model. We're doing some off-roading, we're doing some helicopter riding, and we're doing just having a great time with this truck, getting dirty. So we're going to talk to you with the chief engineer. We have that segment coming up. We'll talk to you about the driving experience today. But first, let's get to the news for the week. The big news item... there's a couple of big ones, actually. Honda unveiled their 2017 CR-V. It's the fifth generation of best-selling SUV. The big news here is not only does it have more space that other compact SUVs are getting, more premium interiors, the same thing we've been hearing that other compact SUVs, if you've been listening to the show, Nissan Rogue is having more premium interiors, Ford Escape's doing more premium interiors, but they're also going to do a turbocharged engine. That's probably the biggest news, I think. Every model or every company in the segment is offering new engine options, and the CR-V is another one of those vehicles. It's going to have a 1.5 liter direct injection turbocharged inline four cylinder. So we have 190 horsepower. The torque numbers aren't there listed yet, but we will get those numbers as soon as we can. This 1.5 liter is going to be your fuel economy option. It's going to deliver a good punch off the line. And it's going to be for those looking to get more fuel economy out of their compact SUV. The other news item for the week was the news that Ford is dialing back the F-150E and two SUV productions. Let me see what those SUVs were. Excuse me, I'm in Hawaii and I'm clicking on links on the website on pickuptrucktalk.com. Check it out. The news stories are all right there. It's a Lincoln MK. There was a C. Let's see. Oh, Lincoln MKC and the Ford Escape. They're kind of halting production. They're going to dial back production. They're trying to cut down inventory. They have more than a 95 days supply of pickups and on the dealer lots. They want 60 days. The reason for that is if they go longer with more vehicles and more supply, they got to offer more incentives to customers. And ideally, automakers don't always want to move lots of product with incentives. They'd rather just sell them with the bigger profit margins. So they're cutting back. Now, this is an interesting thing because this is maybe a sign of the way the market's heading. We've been hitting 17 million units for the last couple of years. Last year was 17.47 million, which was a record for the industry. So dialing back expectations, they're talking about a soft fall. So we're not going to have as high as sales. We're not going to come in as high as we did last year. And they're feeling that the market is saturated. And so they're talking about halting production for a week of the F-150. And they're going to do it 2 out of 3 weeks for the Lincoln MKC and the Ford Escape. This won't impact employees because I think they are union and they will get paychecks regardless. However, it will impact consumers looking for a deal in the fall because you'll have less incentives on trucks. It also brought an interesting question out to me was, is the U.S. market becoming too saturated with pickup trucks? Are we getting too many models? And so you'll see under the opinion section of pickuptrucktalk.com, where I talk about we have too many models out there. When you look at how many models we had just like 5-6 years ago, we had 17 different truck models. If you add up the Ram versions or the Dodge Ram versions, the Ford versions, the Chevy versions, the Toyota, Nissan, and the Honda Ridgeline. And when you start throwing in a new Jeep pickup, when you start talking about a Ford Ranger, when you start talking about... maybe the Hyundai Santa Fe concept coming out, we start talking about all those different trucks coming to the market, you're starting to say, holy cow, we have a lot of different products out there. And so you have to wonder, is it becoming too saturated? Is Ford going to dial back? Is Chevy going to dial back the production? Because consumers have so many choices these days. And ultimately, when you start having so much competition in the marketplace, yes, it's good for consumers in the fact that it breeds more competition, it breeds more innovation, it breeds more incentives to move product. But also, if you have a lot of products out there and the profit margin starts dropping in the products, it actually could stop some innovation. Maybe they won't offer as many features. Maybe they're just going to sell what they're going to have. So it's going to be an interesting see how the things play out. It's also interesting to think about if it's coming too saturated, maybe it bodes well for Honda's plan to do the Ridgeline as a different beat kind of truck. Maybe it bodes well for Toyota's plan not to get in the heavy-duty marketplace, to kind of hold on to what they have. Maybe you don't extend yourself that far. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. So that was this week's top news, and we'll be right back with Mike Swears talking about rock crawling in the 2017 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro.
Hey Hey, podcasters, here in Hawaii, we're doing the Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro 2017 model. We're doing crawl control right here in Cinder Hill, doing some downhill crawl control. With us today, we have Toyota's chief engineer, Mike Swears. We're going to talk to him about what the truck's capable of doing and what we're doing out here in Hawaii. And all the fun stuff the 2017 Toyota TRD Pro has going on. So here we are on Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk. I'm your host, Tim Eschbal. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tim.
So we're out here. We're having a good time. We're kind of joking around. We have all these call names. I'm known as Cornfed, so we're going to go ahead and put that down on Facebook. You just reply to that. I will respond to it at some point. So what do we have going on today? We have a big hill. We're talking about 41-degree angle of decline.
Yeah, it's a 41 angle coming down, and this is Cinder. So Cinder, basically, after 33 degrees, a way a man would pack it, or we'd pack it with machinery, anything above that, it can't hold together. It just starts sliding down on itself.
Yeah, so literally, it's scary as hell.
It's it's kind of like a Seven Flakes ride.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing a roller coaster ride with your pickup. And so we're getting to the top of the hill. We're putting in crawl control. We have five speeds. We're going to do it at speed one. And what's crawl control going to do for us?
Well, basically, it's going to look for the wheel slippage, right? And when the wheel's slipping, it's going to adjust the torque to the wheels that aren't slipping. But essentially, all the wheels are wanting to slip at the same time. We're basically coming down the hill, and then as we get towards the bottom where you think you're just going to go off and crash and burn, it's really taking over and controlling the truck on its descent. The hardest part of this is just letting the truck do its thing. You know, the first thing you want to do is you start in that, going down that, and you realize the material is coming down with you. You want to hit the brakes, but you just let the truck and trust the trucks, and then the crawl control will take care of you.
So literally, it's making you a better off-road driver.
It's doing things that you couldn't do as a driver yourself. So the truck is literally, because it's controlling each wheel individually by itself, you as a driver couldn't do that.
Right. So even if you, those off-road modification guys out there, even if you put all this equipment on there, you still cannot get crawl control. It's not an aftermarket thing. It's built into the part of the truck. It's engineered throughout the truck. So you're using all the capability of the truck then.
Yeah, so you're using the VSC, you're using the ABS, and then you're using the transmission, and it's controlling throttle. So it's controlling throttle, it's controlling braking, it's controlling the vehicle stability system, and it's all talking together to put the power where the power needs to be or brake you when it needs to brake. So it's kind of like cruise control for off-wheel drive. So all you have to do is focus on steering. You don't have to worry about, you know, what gear I'm in and so on and so forth. It's taking care of all that.
Sure. And the other thing you said earlier, and I just saw it right outside your shoulder, is it works in reverse.
It works in reverse. And that's kind of important because I may not use it to go up a hill, but sometimes I bite off a little more than I can chew. And you're up there and you have to come down. So the great thing about crawl control is you can put it in reverse and again, just focus on steering. You don't have to worry about how much brake I'm applying or how much throttle I'm applying. I'm just picking the line I need to go on and the vehicle's taking care of itself. So it's controlling the descent of the vehicle and the speed of the vehicle depending on the speed setting you put it on.
Now this was first, it was first using Land Cruiser, right? And then we did Land Cruiser and 4Runner. So why'd you bring it over the truck side?
Because we have a lot of people, especially in Tacoma, that go off-road with their Tacomas. And it gives you that little extra capability where you can, like my favorite is coming down a stair step or a rock face, you know, and your left foot braking. If you get a little heavy on that left foot and you start sliding down the rock face with crawl control, it's not going to slide at all. Again, you can pick your line and focus on steering. The other thing I really like about it is it'll dig itself out of sand. So if you get stuck in sand and you set the crawl control, it'll dig itself out. But it's really just giving you a little more confidence to do adventures that you normally wouldn't do.
Right. Well, and we're going to get back with more of the show, and we'll be right back. That's awkward as hell. I'll fix that later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Certainly.
Thanks, Mike, for detailing what the crawl control feature works like in the 2017 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. It was a fun day over here in Maui. We did some off-roading with the truck. Actually, it was the best part was off-roading. There was no pavement at all. The great part of this trip was we finally did a full truck launch with just dirt, which was fantastic. We flew in from helicopters, and you can check out the videos on pickuptrucktalk.com. We flew in to the Hana Ranch in Maui, and we went on this 3,600-acre ranch, did an off-road track. We did crawl control, where we went down to 41-degree steep decline that Mike talked about. This truck's incredible. It's incredible what the machinery will do when you push it to the limits and what it's capable of doing with the features it has on hand. It literally makes you a better off-road driver, and it takes some of the stress away. And one of the key points, like Mike had said, was when you get into a spot where you can't quite make it over where you thought you could, and you definitely need to back up. A lot of rollovers happen when you're backing up on a trail because you just get nervous, you're hitting the gas, hitting the brakes, and you get kind of wonky sideways. And with crawl control being able to work in reverse too, it's really going to a CYA feature for a lot of people out there that when you get in trouble, you can use that feature and get yourself out of trouble. Overall, the truck is fantastic. It's got plenty of power. It's got plenty of a get up and go off the line. It's great through the off-roading sections. I had it sideways multiple times, and we had a good time. It definitely corrects back. It definitely is a quick, fun to drive. Like other Toyota products, I do think there could be opportunities to improve the interior layout. I just feel like there's some luxury features there that maybe their competitors aren't doing that they could insert into the truck. But how do you complain about the Tacoma when you go off-roading and you can go almost Baja style, as fast as you want, open it up and go sideways and just have a great time doing it? And you can buy this truck for $42,600 and something for the two-wheel drive and $44,000 for four-wheel drive. That sounds like a lot for a mid-sized truck, and likely it is. But in today's money, that's where that truck is. And when you talk about, say, like its bigger brother, like the Raptor, you just can't fit that Raptor down the same trails we went down. You can have the same kind of fun with it, except it doesn't have crawl control. But you can have the same kind of fun with it. But you're looking at $50,000, $60,000 or so for that truck. So you're looking at a lot more money. But if you really want a truck that you can do off a lot of off-roading in, and you can have a great time in, and you can just go balls to the walls and have and just go wherever you want to go and fit down the trails and fit in your garage and have the comfortable ride off-roading, which is probably the most exciting part to me, was the new Fox Shocks. You can drive all day with them, you can beat them up, and they still deliver a very comfortable ride. So it's a great truck. We had a great time in Hawaii with that truck. We had a great time driving it. I always have a great time driving the Tacoma. It's one of the top midsize trucks out there for a reason. It's a reason why that truck sells. And it is a very civil truck. If you talk to other outlets, they may not agree. But I agree. I think the truck is fantastic. So check it out at your local dealers. It's going to come out. I think it's on sale now, actually. You can check it out at dealers. It's got a great look to it, and they've done a lot of smart innovations with it. And we'll be right back with more. Welcome back, podcasters. I want to end this show talking about the 2016 Cadillac XT5. I got to premise this. I had this truck or this SUV in June, and historically, I don't write overly negative reviews. And I want to say this overly negative, overly, because there's typically always a couple things you can find that you like in a vehicle. There's always a couple things that stand out for you. And I also feel like if you bash on a vehicle the whole time and you don't say anything positive about it, you're doing a disservice to those who put the time and effort in to build a vehicle. However, and this is a big however, I have a lot of concerns with the 2016 Cadillac CTX5. This review took me a couple months to write because I was scrambling around trying to find something I really enjoyed about the vehicle. I'm just so disappointed. It's just, there's so much it could be done with this, and so much they could do with it that would really put Cadillac in another level, and change it from doing those big, large sedans and turn it into a sporty company with their ATS-V vehicles that have a lot of great performance, and turning it into taking the Cadillac Escalade, the big seller Escalade, and taking that same kind of iconic vehicle and taking that throughout the lineup. I feel like they just didn't do enough with this. And I wonder, maybe it's my experience talking of being in the Lexus RX350, being in the BMW X5, being in Audi products, being in different vehicles, and in Infiniti Q50, and being in things that are competitors to this. And when you get in those competitor luxury vehicles, several things stand out. First, the exterior design stands out. They each have they're a little more stylish, a little more, there's more character lines than the Cadillac XT5 has. The interior, it's softer materials. I couldn't get over how hard the interior materials were and the XT5. The choice there is just bizarre to me. These days, we're doing all soft touch. You know, wherever you touch, it's going to be like a soft touch material. And in the XT5, it was hard. The material was really hard. And I thought that was bizarre. The seats were a little hard. Everything felt like I needed it to weather a little bit to get that softer leather feel to it. And the XT5, it just felt like I wanted to open the windows and doors and just let it soften up with the sunshine on it. I had a 3.6 liter V6 in it. Made it to the 8-speed transmission. The 8-speed transmission was fluid. I mean, it worked well. GM has done a great job on bringing 8-speeds in and 9-speeds. And 8-speeds in, not 9-speeds. I just felt like it's a naturally aspirated 3.6 liter, and there just wasn't anything fun about it. It's not a get up and go. It doesn't have a ton of horsepower. Doesn't have a ton of torque. It's not great off the line. It felt a little sluggish. It just felt okay. You know, it's kind of like par for the course right now. And when you talk about like the Lexus F Sport that has a really great get up and go to it, when you talk about BMW X5 in the same category, that BMWs have a fantastic driving experience. It's what they're known for. And to have just an okay 3.6 liter V6 that just isn't very exciting. I just found like I just wanted more from that. And finally, the Cadillac Q system is I have a hard time with infotainment systems anyways. You know, I'm a standard turn on the radio kind of guy and just go with it. And I forced myself, because you need to know, I forced myself to use infotainment systems a lot more than I probably would on a normal basis. And that system, I just found it awkward. I vividly remember having difficulty changing the station. And I'm not a huge tech guy, but if I have problems changing the station, I don't understand it right away, you're going to too. And when you talk about a vehicle that's $62,000 in the Platinum package that we had, and it just isn't very much exciting about it, it just concerns me. I just think that, I think there's lots of opportunities there to just improve the product and to do a lot to it. And I think maybe back to the drawing board a little bit, and I know it's a good seller for them, but I think that's more of the fact that mid-sized luxury SUVs are hot right now, and so consumers are buying them more these days. I don't know that it's the de facto best mid-sized luxury SUV on the market, and that's what's driving sales. Because you look at the market leader, Lexus, the RX350 is the market leader, and it's got an exciting exterior. It's got better interior materials. It's a better to drive vehicle. It's more fun, and technology is better in it. So I think consumers are speaking out what they want in that segment. And I think Cadillac can probably go back to the drawing board in this one. I just didn't seem like I found a whole lot I liked about it. And that's the 2016 Cadillac XT5. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Make sure you check us out on pickuptrucktalk.com. Make sure you check us out on iTunes. Follow along on Pickup Truck Talk on Facebook. Make sure you like our page. And send me a note at tim@pickuptrucktalk.com for any questions or concerns or suggestions for the show. And we'll see you down the road. We'll be right back.